So what I want to do next is I want to do this for benzene. And benzene is an interesting molecule because benzene is got six carbon atoms in it. So there's six carbon atoms arranged in a ring like this and six hydrogens on the outside. And sometimes you see benzene drawn with a single bond, double bond like this. And then sometimes you see it drawn where the single bonds and double bonds are smeared out. And the problem with benzene is that you can't describe it very well from a bond picture. All the bonds are identical. So this is a drawing of just what a benzene atom, a benzene molecule looks like. They're all identical, all the bonds. And the bond picture really doesn't describe what's going on in benzene very well. And you really need to use molecular orbitals to calculate the properties of benzene. And for benzene, what you have is the valence orbital, the only orbitals which are not completely filled with two electrons. The valence orbitals in benzene are PZ orbitals that are sticking up from all the carbons. So you have carbons in a ring, and there are orbitals that are forming the bonds to the neighboring carbons and to the hydrogen. And they each have two electrons in them. But there's a PZ orbital that's sticking up out of the plane of the benzene. And these PZ orbitals are only half filled. So there's only one electron in them. And we choose this as our guess for molecular orbitals. Now you can ask, how could I know that these are the guess for the molecular orbitals? And you don't know. But people with experience with benzene have looked at this problem and considered taking more orbitals. And they know that if you just take these six, you get a pretty good answer. So we proceed like that. So we take this over from people who have more experience. And we're going to try, just using these six PZ orbitals, to construct the molecular orbitals of benzene.